Hey, everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're going to discuss something very near and dear to our heart. It's something that we live and breathe. What is vertical integration? Now, this is different for each business. I think there's different ways to employ it. But Gino, let's talk about our evolution of vertical integration. Say 10, 15 years ago, what did you think of vertical integration in multifamily?
Jake, before I answer that question, I just want you to forgive me. I am not in my mother's basement right now. I should be in my office with a beautiful
camera. Whatever, you millennial loser.
I'm stuck in my daughter's room right here. And you know what? This is the Make It Happen show because we have to make it happen. When your landscaper cuts the cable to your office, what do? You pick up everything up and you go into your daughter's room.
Dude, you got plantation shutters there and a nice blue background. What are you whining about? Just because there's a Barbie sitting next to you, you got a better backdrop than 90% of podcasts.
Dude, but
stop complaining.
I see your camera, your beautiful camera, nice yellow shirts popping and all. To answer your question, vertical integration. You know, I had no idea.
What do you think it was like when we started out, though? Because I want to paint the evolutionary picture for folks here. What were you thinking back then?
The big epiphany that I've had over the last couple of years is when we started, Jake and Gino were buying deals ourselves. So I thought, hey, I'm going to property manage and I'm going to asset manage. And I thought they were the same thing.
Whoa. We didn't know what asset management was back then.
Well, looking back, we were at least doing owner draws, right? We were giving ourselves returns. So the biggest epiphany that I have that everyone listening to this is if you're buying deals yourselves, or if you're even syndicating deals, there are two different responsibilities. You have the property manager here and you have the asset manager here. And Jake's going to talk about the vertical integration as far as how are they, these two are separate, but property management, if you're doing it yourself, that's fine. We were doing our own property management, but I really wasn't thinking about it as an asset manager, really looking at budgets heavily. I was on the property manager side, but not as much. And thinking of myself, even though we didn't have any investors, Jake, Gino, and our partners were fiduciary responsibility to ourselves. And I didn't think of it that way. And once I thought of it that way, wow, how does property management get driven by our asset management decisions? And asset management decisions is all about trying to maximize that return. Property manager has a lot to do with customer experience, customer journey, and sometimes filling up and even driving the NOI, but not as much. Asset managers, Jake and Gino, need to really drive that NOI. Property managers on the same end need to work together with the asset manager, but need to drive that customer experience and the customer journey. It's not just about numbers in property management, I think. I think you want to create that customer experience. You want to have a nice, you know, clubhouse, nice fitness center, whatever that is, whatever that looks like. And they really need to work really well together. They need to be on the same page. They need to create budgets for the entire year, see where the numbers fall, and just go from there. So when I thought of vertical integration, we first started, I honestly had no idea. We were doing it all. So, okay, now it's called vertical integration, but it was just like Jake and Gino, I'm going to do everything. That's what it was in the beginning.
It's like, hey, we're going to save money and have better results if we control the process. And I've been accused of being a control freak before. I don't think that's the case. I just know that if we're running the business, we have better control of our outcomes. Mm-hmm. We're responsible at the end of the day. We're not blaming others. So if we're controlling the whole process, you know, all we got to do is look in the mirror and ask ourselves what's going on. Okay. And so if you look at like Investopedia or something, they have this definition that it's the combination in one company of two or more stages of production normally operated by separate companies. So think if you go and look at a steel manufacturer, okay, and then they buy the iron ore, you know, company as well, and then maybe they also start to control shipping, and they have a truck line as well that's shipping this stuff, and maybe they have, you know, some different things going on like that. So that's typically, I think, if you look at like historically, that's how people have defined it. How we use vertical integration goes back to what Gino said. We invest in these assets, these multifamily properties. We also own the management company. We also own the asset management / syndication investment arm. So there's really four things going on. Sometimes we buy deals ourselves, okay, which is our internal little holding companies. Sometimes we syndicate deals, which is the asset management company that assets manages the entire portfolio. And then we have the property management arm. So from a management perspective, okay, if you're looking at that as one line item, we're controlling that entire process through various softwares as well. You know, we have property management software, we have investor management software. So that's at the high level management perspective. It's kind of your holding companies, individual investments, your syndicated companies, those investments, all being overseen by asset management. And then on the property level, we own the property management company as well.
Wow. Thank you, Investopedia. And thank you, Jake, for that beautiful description.
I was thinking Hank Reardon and Atlas Shrugged. Let's be honest. Okay. That's where that's going. Okay.
And to me, to add on to that, I don't want anyone listening to this to feel overwhelmed. Jake and Gino, the pizza guy and the drug rep, started with a 25-unit property.
And an orange lawnmower, let's be honest.
We didn't know what vertical integration was. Jake's knocking on doors, trying to collect rents. But we had
I knew what make it happen was, okay?
Yes, we had the
vertical epiphany. Integration starts with make it happen, okay? Let's be honest.
And our epiphany was, we want to quit our W-2 jobs. How do we get there? Well, let's control the processes. And as we started to scale, you're going to vertically integrate, and you may control the process, but it's all about people, systems, and culture. Let me say that one more time. If you're going to be vertically integrated and start creating those processes, it's about getting amazing people, implementing systems, and creating culture / AKA core values. That's what you need when you start vertically integrating a company, because you can't do it all. Jake, I am blessed to have him on the property management side. He really runs that side of it. I'm on the quarterlies. I'm on a bunch of L10s with him. I'm contributing to that side, but he's running that side. I am running the education side of the business, and Jake is here doing videos with me. He's showing up on different calls. He's coming to MM4, all that input, but we're both leaders of each entity. And then we have people working with us. Would not be possible for the Gen O's out there, right? For the Shannons out there, for the Chelsea's out there, for the Brandon Kaisers. If you don't have those amazing people, Josh, Dylan, Scott, Mackenzie, Mark, Johnny G, all those people that are working with us, we wouldn't be able to be vertically integrated. So when you're first starting out, it may be a hard concept, but think with the end in mind. We didn't do that in the beginning. We just wanted to buy these assets and control a few assets. The catalyzing statement for Jake and Gino is we create multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what you become once you get into multifamily or any real estate business. If you're thinking about scaling, you need to look at it from that perspective. And for me, the vertical integration, I took the education arm and I expanded that. Now, what does that look like? The education arm has been truly amazing to us. I mean, we speak to people like Hal Elrod, Sharon Lecter. She's written 14 books. I read her books, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's amazing to be able to speak to her. Mark Victor Hansen, Michael Gerber, Tom Ziegler. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that we've been able to meet in the education space, and we've been able to learn from them and implement the systems in our other businesses. The education has allowed us to find deals through students. I had a broker named Norma. She Googles real estate in Knoxville, and Jake and Gino comes up. Norma picks up the phone and goes, Gino,
hey, Norma,
you got a deal for me? Norma's great. We never would have found that deal if it wasn't for Norma and Jake and Gino. So when you're looking at it, the education plays such a synergistic role in that. Students bring us deals. We've gotten a bunch of investors from our podcasts and, from everything we've done. I don't want to call us thought leaders because we don't put both of our brains together. You may get one. But when brokers reach out to us, they know Jake and Gino because they've heard the podcast. They've read the book. So the education gives us the credibility as well. And most importantly, I live by the mantra, Jake, of learn, do, and teach. You learn something, you do it, and then you teach it. And as you're teaching it, man, you're coming back and you're learning it again. And the last thing I'll say is what I love about the education is we need to know what's going on in the market every month. We're buying deals that are stabilized with bridge financing in this part of the cycle. Well, if we weren't doing deals, we wouldn't know that and we wouldn't be able to teach that. You know, what's going on as far as inflation, as far as asset prices, as far as cap rates, returns. We know that right now because we have our finger on the pulse, as I like to say, because we're out there educating, but we're also learning and it's making us much better investors.
Okay, so I touched on the management component. Gino just reviewed the education arm of the business. And the third one that is so huge for us is that renovations component. Mm-hmm. We have a company called Rand Development. In the beginning, we simply called it our CapEx crew. And internally, we still just call it our CapEx crew. We have in-house flooring. We have in-house HVAC, framing, carpentry, all this stuff we have, folks on the team for, which is our renovations crew. So when we need to go in and there's a fire that burned down a unit or, we're looking at land to build, deals now. We have the team to do that. Plumbing, all this stuff that, you call subs out for, good luck. Okay. Especially in this environment with, how high in demand labor is. If you don't have this stuff in-house and you can control it, you're at the whim of what's going on in your local marketplace. So mm-hmm. I think it's key when you're scaling a multifamily company, if you're going to do vertical integration, to not only do the management, but also have a renovations team in-house. And it's been one of the best things from a vertical integration standpoint, just makes damn good business sense that we've done since we've started investing in multifamily.
Hey, Jake, do you think a great tip out there for anyone hiring third-party property management to ask them if they're vertically integrated, if they have the means to have a CapEx crew or to have flooring in-house or to have these connections? Because when you're first starting
out, they're going to charge you for it, though. Right?
Yes, they are, but at least they have the vendors. And, you know, thing is, if you need
you
to
want
go
to know
out there,
who they're using, but yeah, if because say they have their own in-house flooring, it's going to be, you know, maybe you save a little, but they're going to be dinging you for it just like they would a flooring company. Where
you just said right now that the labor's not there. So if they can acquire the labor for you, I mean, at least you have that component where they're doing the turns for you and they're controlling that process. At least they have the vendors that they have. Cause right now, like Jake said, it may be difficult to find that labor out there right now.
So it's cool. I get a report every Friday from our flooring team. And we have over 10% of all our flooring switched out to the same luxury LVP flooring. And so at some point, you know, that gap continues to shorten where we're going to have everything on 20-year product flooring and our flooring costs are going to sink probably like a 4-year period. And then we'll have a 15-year run where, you know, we're replacing a piece here, there, you know, you kind of splice it and pull it out. But that's really exciting. So I'm just going to recap this real quick. So
Jake, let me mention two other things that it's exciting to me that you've brought up. What about the you want to hire somebody for washer dryer hookups and also
so part
for
of our yeah, think part about of them. Our CapEx team we want to do away with the laundry companies. Just haven't had the greatest experience not loving them, so I want to make sure that every one of our units has a washer dryer hookup. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that also makes our units more marketable because it's the most sought after amenity, believe it or not, in my experience. So we're working on that. And then also we want to have a team that does in-house. We do countertops now, but I want to, like we're saying, with the whole portfolio, I want a team dedicated to replacing all of our countertops internally with a backsplash. I think it's, you put that final touch on it, everything's looking sweet. So that's some stuff that we're working on. But yeah, just big picture wise, okay, the three levels of management. You have your holding company, potentially where you're doing deals internally, your asset management, and then your property management. That was level one for us. Level two, the education company, which is basically you're constantly getting educated. You're sharpening your sword, as the Jaybird likes to say, right? We're out there networking with great folks. We're learning every day. But because of that, also opportunities are being brought away, whether it's investment opportunities, whether it's a broker bringing us a deal, just general networking. This is how deals get done. And the third, our CapEx crew or renovations team, really, you know, pulling it through.
Nick, I need to mention this. I forgot to mention this. The education came up with the buy right, manage right, and finance right. We become much better investors because of our buy right parameters.
It's the framework, man.
Think about that. And the manage right, we've learned the systems. We've learned the NPS scores. We've learned all of that
stuff. But Gino, it's not just up. We did CC3. We did Closers Club 3. We do a quarterly event where we have the you know, I don't want to say top ranking because there's not like a ranking system, but literally like the Jake and Gino students that are moving and shaking, doing the big deals, getting on there. And during everyone's prezo, they talked about their buy right parameters. This is what the median income is. This is what the population is doing. This is the, you know, all the different parameters that they had going into the deal. It's beautiful to see. I mean, they're nailing it.
Mm-hmm. That's folks really important. So everyone out there, Jake's got the yellow shirt. I wish I had the honeybee. Hit me up, Gino@jakeandgino.com. We will give you that honeybee, which really talks about the vertical
integration. That's the book on the multiple streams, right? The vertical integration book.
And you're going to have Noah's journey from having no units to creating streams of purpose. And that's what's amazing about it. You just start out with one deal, then two deals, then you start continuing to grow. And, you know, sometimes you're going to say to yourself, well, not how do I do this, but who can help me do this? That's the important thing. That's the inflection point that Noah had in his life. And that's how he started to create these multiple
streams. And that's Gino at jakeandgino.com.
Yes.
That's the who.
That's right. How. Don't hit up Jake. Hit up Gino. Gino@jakeandgino.com. I send you a PDF copy of your book. You guys will love it.
Thanks, Gino. Great
job. Thanks, Denzi. Take care, everybody.